Welcome to the Thursday, March 19th, 2009 edition of the Sans Internet Storm Center Stormcast. First, we got another Adobe Reader and Acrobat update for you. We are now up to version 9.1 if you're in the 9 version, or 8.1.4 and 7.11 if you're using the older 8 and 7 versions. The updates are available for Windows and OS X, Apple, Mac. I haven't seen anything for Linux yet, but can only hope that they will arrive soon. We are already waiting kind of for the 9 update, if I remember. That's still not out for Linux either. Well, so much for patching. That's pretty easy. You know, we just do it. But one reader wrote in with a little bit of an awareness observation. You're all probably quite familiar with. He attended a security presentation by a vendor, and at the end, the vendor giving the presentation handed out free USB keys. Don't we all like those free 1, 2, 4 gigabyte USB keys everybody's handing to us? We can never have enough of those USB keys. I carry like a bag with 20 or so around just for classes to be able to quickly exchange files. Needless to say, everybody picked them up, and it's very likely going to use them. So what is the security implication? The USB stick could be infected. I'm not sure how big of a deal this is. We have seen them new out of the box, and their USB devices, like the picture frames, so being infected as they come from the factory. Of course, the risk may be a bit higher if you're talking about a used USB device. If that vendor on whatever machine he used to make these USB devices was infected, of course, then the device itself will be defected. That's how down, add up, and so some of these config, or the other name of that virus, spreads. But would you be any safer if he would have handed out CDs instead? Whenever you're connecting anything to your PC, you're saying that you trust this device. One of the students at one of our London conferences once showed off some tricky homemade USB devices. For example, a USB mouse with a built-in USB hub and memory stick. His point was also from a forensics point of view. If he's using his PC for malicious work, like at work he's trying to exfiltrate data, he could hide the data and the files then in the mouse. If he gets busted, well, maybe they leave the mouse behind. Same, of course, with things like the monitor. Many monitors now have USB hubs, and the monitor is connected to the PC. You could build a hidden device, a hidden USB memory stick, essentially, into the monitor. And then again, think about it from an infectious point of view. You may be a little bit worried about a USB stick, but are you worried about borrowing somebody else's USB mouse? Well, it's as dangerous as that USB stick. In short, you have to trust someone. If you don't trust the vendor to provide a clean USB stick, then you should probably buy from a different vendor. Now, while we are talking about trust and such, just a little personal note. I found some fraudulent charge on my credit card today. I think it's actually the first time. I've seen some bad billing and so before, but that's the first time I actually suspect the credit card number may have been stolen at some point. And, well, I use it almost daily, travel a lot, so no big surprise there. The credit card company reversed the charges, and, you know, no big deal there. I just called them up, and they sent out a new card I should have tomorrow. A couple of interesting things about these charges. They were reasonably small, sort of $15. What made me really look closer and sort of made them point out is that they charged 4 times the same amount. There appear to be more charges coming that I don't see yet, according to the credit card company. The other interesting thing is the vendor was labeled as PayPal Star Skype. Now, this sort of a notation that frequently shows up if you buy something from like eBay, pay via PayPal. PayPal usually says PayPal Star and then the vendor's name. So you know, okay, this was paid via PayPal, but actually went to that particular vendor. I use PayPal, I use Skype. Neither one of them has anything in my account about any charges. So I really highly doubt that it's a bad billing on PayPal's or Skype's end. And I also don't think I ever used this particular credit card with them. So, you know, make sure that you check your credit card statements really carefully. Another sort of interesting thing on that event, once, you know, I was done with them on the phone and everything was straightened out, they sent me an email saying, okay, you know, we sent out your new card, should arrive tomorrow. Fine, it's kind of nice to send that via email, you know, in case I didn't ask them to cancel the card. I get sort of a second warning there. The one thing that was a little bit odd was they added the last four digits of the credit card number to that email. Now, that's perfectly fine and PCI compliant. You can always mention the last four digits in email communication like that. But they also told me on the phone that the only thing that will change on my credit card are those last four digits. And yes, those were the new last four digits. I guess the expiration date will change too, but I'm not actually sure if that will happen or not. So I don't know. It's one of these things where just in the context of it all, it didn't look right, but it's probably okay. Yeah. Anyway, so much about today, and stay safe and check your credit card statements really carefully today. Bye.